In Between, live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
And this hour brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. Coming up, we're going to talk about what went on yesterday, day one of the Clark County School District 2021 term. This could be fun. There were some hiccups, according to Marilyn Kirkpatrick. She said there were some hiccups, but nothing major from day one. Marilyn Kirkpatrick's chair of the Clark County Commission. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
All the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-Inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden scored a major victory today with the passage of the over $1 trillion infrastructure package.
America's often had the greatest prosperity and made the most progress when we invest in America itself. And that's what this infrastructure bill does. With overwhelming support from the United States Senate, 69 votes in the Senate.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says he's glad the Senate came together on the infrastructure package, but Democrats are now trying to force through what he calls a decidedly partisan package.
We were finding bipartisanship in that space. Now we're moving on to something completely different. I dare say radical.
He's referring to the next infrastructure package, one which costs over $3.5 trillion. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has resigned and will step down in 2 weeks after allegations of sexual harassment surfaced. Cuomo says the allegations against him are false.
Don't get me wrong. This is not to say that there are not 11 women who I truly offended. There are. And for that, I deeply, deeply apologize.
New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says Governor Cuomo made the right decision.
I think the governor did the right thing, and I just want to commend the brave and courageous women who came forward.
The rapidly escalating surge in COVID-19 infections across the U.S. has caused a shortage of nurses and other frontline staff in virus hotspots that can no longer keep up with the flood of unvaccinated patients. And they're losing workers to burnout and lucrative out-of-state temporary gigs. Florida, Arkansas, and Louisiana all have more people hospitalized with COVID-19 than at any other point in the pandemic, and nursing staffs there are badly strained. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden.
Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was SEAL Team 6 that carried out the operation. Al-Qaeda placed bounties on the heads of all Navy SEALs. Then just 3 months later, a U.S. Army helicopter carrying many from SEAL Team 6 and others.
Anybody out there, we have a fallen angel. A fallen angel. Roger.
Fallen Angel, Extortion 1-7. The story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com.
Alex and Orlando DeCastroverde grew up in a hardworking Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. After the Las Vegas Raiders played their entire inaugural season at the $2 billion Allegiant Stadium without fans, excitement is building as roughly 20,000 season ticket holders were allowed to watch the team practice in the 65,000-seat venue this past Sunday. This Saturday's preseason opener at Allegiant, the first game to allow fans for a game, with an average ticket price at TickPix sites is $267. That's more than twice as expensive as the second most expensive ticket in the entire NFL in the preseason. The Raiders-Seahawks game kicks off at Allegiant at 6 p.m. this coming Saturday. Three Summerlin South Little League players have been placed on the COVID-19 protocol list. They will not play with the team's West Region opener, and the team lost to Hawaii 7-6 in its previous game. The team had just 10 players for the game, which was the minimum. Team officials say the positive tests happened sometime after the Summerlin South won the Nevada State Championship in July.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Only two lanes are available in the downtown area there on the 515 westbound at Eastern, also US 95 eastbound at the 15 interchange. And that is causing some backups on that transition lane. Those leaving Interstate 15 north merging over the 515 eastbound, so do expect some delays.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when follow through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMCQ. I am so excited to have Megan Barth on. She joins us each and every Tuesday. And on this day especially, because there's so much breaking news flying all around us, and it's one of those days when you don't know really where to begin. Let's start with what happened in the U.S. Senate. They passed the infrastructure bill. This is the one that actually has roads and bridges in it. There's another infrastructure bill that has a lot of human or social welfare stuff, and they call it the Human Infrastructure Bill. Megan, first of all, welcome in, and what do you make of what Congress, certainly the Senate, did today, and what might Nancy Pelosi do next?
Well, a couple things. Number one, there are 17 Republicans that will face, hopefully, elimination from their respective positions in the Senate. That includes Mitt Romney and your typical cast of Rhino characters, Mitch McConnell, where they basically just... I believe that the Democrats are trying to bankrupt the company, the country, and the Republicans, the 17 of them, are willingly going along with them. I believe this quote-unquote infrastructure bill really doesn't have much to do with infrastructure. I believe it's 5 to 10% of the trillions of dollars that were just passed through the Senate, go directly to infrastructure projects. And the rest is basically pork. And that pork is couched in language, of course, Democrat language, that is diversity and equity. And, of course, they also put new controls on cryptocurrency, because cryptocurrency was actually making the little guy rich. It was making young people rich. It was a new form of currency that was out of the grasp of greedy government. And so, of course, greedy government and the greedy Democrats have to penalize those folks that were looking at cryptocurrency as a possible solution to the ever-declining American dollar. And so if it moves, tax it. That's always the case with Democrats and these 17 Republicans. They've never met a tax that they don't like, and this just adds trillions of dollars to our debt, which we will, of course, be passing down to generations, and those generations will ask, well, where is my Social Security? You know, I've been paying into it since I've been working. It's not going to be there, okay? So, this was a Democrat wish list, a Green New Deal, an environmental, basically, nightmare for most of us. No one has explained to me how taxing people more is somehow going to solve the climate crisis, but that's basically what this bill does, as well as many other things, like I said, couched in language like equity and diversity.
When you've got 69 votes for this measure in the Senate, and again, this is the first of two infrastructure bills. This is the one that does have some roads, some bridges, airports, ports, broadband, things like that. But the fact is that you had widespread defections by the Republicans. Do you blame at all the leadership for not being able to keep the troops, you know, in check?
Yes, I blamed Mitch McConnell since I can remember blaming Mitch McConnell. He is definitely not a leader. He's not a leader of the conservative movement. He certainly isn't a leader of smaller government. This bill only grows government. You have all these new government bureaucracies and all these new taxes in order to feed big bloated government. You know, we don't have a tax problem. We have a spending problem. And I have said that, my God, since I've heard Reagan say it. And he was right then, and he's right now.
That's incredible. I am just curious, though, what happens next. Nancy Pelosi has said she will not bring up the Senate Infrastructure 1, that's what I call it, Infrastructure 1 bill, until they have the Senate has passed the $3.5 trillion bill. Do you think she means it?
Of course she means it. What's interesting is the California Globe, whose editor is Katie Grimes, and I recommend that everybody follow the California Globe for not only what California is doing, but what the Democrats want to do for the rest of the country, or to do the rest of the country. Katie Grimes got an inside source tip, if you will, that this will be Nancy Pelosi's last term in Congress. And why not? When you look at the many Democrat legislators that resigned after Obamacare was passed, that was their last socialistic hurrah. This is another socialist spending nightmare that Nancy Pelosi, of course, is behind. And she doesn't want it all, or excuse me, she doesn't want it in bits. She wants the whole thing. She wants to spend $5 trillion that we simply do not have on a Democrat, socialist, communist wish list, which includes the Green New Deal, and like I said, new taxes for all Americans, regulations on cryptocurrency, and the list goes on and on.
Wow.
Oh, there's also a climate force. Did you know that?
No.
In the human infrastructure bill in the House, yes, there's also a national climate force, which will then, of course, bring in your children into the climate fight in order to create little Marxists smattered around the country, otherwise known as social justice warriors, on behalf of the climate.
Next, they'll be doing cartoons and all kinds of.
They already have. I mean, the indoctrination started a long time ago, as far as the climate crisis is concerned. You know, I've never understood Democrats how they can say, you know, it's the people that are ruining the climate and the oceans are going to be rising. They've been saying this crap for decades and it hasn't happened. And why is it? If the seas are going to rise and take over and flood major cities, why did Obama and most of the elite buy oceanfront property? Why is Obama sitting on a $12 million, probably now $25 million mansion on the coast in Martha's Vineyard? If the sea levels are rising, why isn't he living in a high rise?
Good point. So tell me this. How is it that the Republicans are going to... Stop Chuck Schumer and Bernie Sanders and this $3.5 trillion bill. Can we do anything? I had heard something from Lindsey Graham, who said, well, we'll just all leave the chamber and they won't have a quorum, so they won't be able to take a vote.
Correct. Why do we have to show up for BS? We don't have to show up. The Democrats do that plenty of times. I mean, look what just happened in Texas. They just left the state. They just left the state because they didn't want to vote on the voter protection bill in Texas. We don't have to show up, and then they don't have a quorum. That's exactly what needs to happen. Plus, there are plenty of Democrats, at least I know two. I shouldn't say plenty, but two. Kristen Sinema is one that will not vote on Nancy Pelosi's bill. She says she's not going to spend that much money. So it's not like all Democrats are behind Nancy Pelosi. She does have some defectors. And we don't need to show up. Like, let's play hardball for a change. Instead of bending over, let's stand up and play some hardball.
Ooh, I like that.
When.
I like that. Do you think the, and again, I don't know the parliamentary rules of the Senate, but I'm just curious, is that possible that if we don't show up, that they won't be able to take a vote?
Well, if Lindsey Graham says it's possible, and he's been there, wow, how many years?
Yeah. And he's an attorney.
Better than I do.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out.
He's been there for 18 terms. 18 terms.
Times two.
He's 82.
Whew. Unbelievable. More coming up with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. We're going to talk about the other major story today. Andrew Cuomo is gone. In 14 days, he will leave office, and he will turn it over to somebody named Kathy Hochul, and there will be a new governor of the state of New York. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We all know the far left is waging a relentless assault on our core American values, pushing higher taxes, bigger government, dangerous sanctuary city policies, and extremist ideas like critical race theories in our schools. You're probably asking yourself, what can I do? Well, former Attorney General Adam Laxalt and his friends at Morning in Nevada PAC are hosting the 6th annual Bass Cry on Saturday, August 14th. And while the event is sold out, the good news is that you have the opportunity to watch it live, online, for free. The speaker lineup is top-notch, featuring some of our country's leading conservative champions, like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Senator Tom Cotton, American Conservative Union Chairman Matt Schlapp, and more. The Bass Cry is Nevada's largest annual political event, and there's still a chance for you to live stream all the action, and it's absolutely free. To register, just go to morninginnevadapac.org. That's morninginnevadapac.org. Check it out. Paid for by Morning in Nevada PAC.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Kevin Wall with you, along with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. You going to the Bass Fry this Saturday?
No, I will not.
Oh, okay. I thought because you have dual residences, I thought you might find an excuse to go back up north. By the way, it's going to be Tom Cotton and Ron DeSantis, Rick Grinnell, who else? Matt Schlapp. It's going to be kind of a star-studded event, and the Corley Ranch. You and I have been up there many, many times, and it's picturesque and it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun, and it's probably going to be a little warm as usual around that time of year. So dress accordingly. And hopefully you'll have the air-conditioned coach like you usually do.
Oh, I just love it. I just love it. Hey, let me just ask you, the other major news of the day, and I want to make sure we get to it, is Andrew Cuomo is stepping down. 14 days from now, he'll leave office. He is resigned as governor of the state of New York. what kind of creep is he? I mean, how bad is this?
I don't know who's creepier. I don't know if Andrew Cuomo is creepier than his fawning fan in the media. I remember Don Lemon of CNN referred to himself as a Cuomo-sexual, which I thought was a little bit weird, and I think most people do. But finally, he's resigning in the wake of the sexual harassment scandal after 11 and I now think 13 women have come forward and accused him of improper behavior at the time that he was governor. But what he's not resigning from is the fact that he killed upwards towards 15,000 senior citizens by sending six senior citizens with COVID back into nursing homes. You didn't hear the outrage from the left. As a matter of fact, they were covering that up. And they were just saying, what a great response that he gave during COVID. Yeah, killing 15,000 elderly people is a great response to COVID, according to the eugenicist left.
And by the way, just for the record, Steve Scalise, a member of leadership in the House on the Republican side, he is demanding that Cuomo give up the secret records of those 15,000 people that lost their lives.
And Cuomo will just ignore it, and the mainstream media will continue to ignore it because everyone said, "Oh, what's going to happen to him now?" Well, probably nothing, because the left protects their own. They protected Bill Clinton, who had dozens of women come forward and claim improper behavior and sexual assault and rape. Juanita Broderick claims she was raped. No reason she would lie about that. And again, I have to remind the Democrats that might be listening is that Cuomo and Clinton are accused by Democrat women of these sexual assault and sexual impropriety violations. So these are actually your comrades that have come forward and claimed that another powerful Democrat male abused them, and we hear nothing from the Me Too movement. We hear nothing from the feminists. All we hear is silence.
And by the way, don't forget, all women must be believed.
Right. But only the women that are accusing Republicans. See, that's the caveat.
That is absolutely amazing. Does he have a political future? I mean, I know right now he's dead in the water, but I'm just curious if you think somewhere down the road, he's 62, 63 years old, is it possible that he could resurface?
Like I said, I hardly think, the Democrats will protect their own. He will go to some sort of, sexual addiction therapy. Right, he'll claim to have found God again, or some BS, and then he will be absolved of those sexual improprieties. And because, like I said, they already ignored the fact that he's basically complicit in murder.
Do you think we will ever get to the bottom of the 15,000 seniors that were sent to their death in those nursing homes? Do you think we'll ever find out?
I would hope so. The data is definitely there, and they already admitted that they hid the data and that they fudged some of the data in order to make him not look that bad. So, it depends on the political climate and how it's going. And I truly believe that because Cuomo is a quote-unquote old-school Democrat, meaning he's been around for a while, he's not just as progressive as this new communist wing of the Democrat Party wants him to be. So he'll be replaced by somebody more radical. He'll be replaced by someone like a Bill de Blasio on steroids, because you can never be too commie for the left these days.
Let me ask you, AOC was on with Dana Bash last night, big special, being AOC, and in that in-depth, quote, in-depth interview, AOC claims she was she feared not just for her life, but she feared that she would be raped by that mob.
God.
What do you make? Did you see any of the interview, by the way?
No, I did not. I saw the bits and pieces, and of course of what you're telling me right now, but I did see the rape comment. It's so overplayed, quite frankly, especially by the left. She was feared she would be raped. She was blocks away. She was blocks away. She wasn't even in the Capitol building at that moment. I mean, she's such a liar. But yet the Democrats laugh it up. Why?